Hey, so Shannon, I guess one of the things that I want to ask is that what brought you to Peace River here tonight?
Sherry reached out to me, told me about what you were doing here for Small Business Week. I mainly work with entrepreneurs, so that's sort of my sweet spot is working with entrepreneurs. I believe that sales is the number one obstacle to business success, especially for small businesses. And so to be able to help people overcome that tonight here is wonderful.
I know one of the biggest things that I could tell you is keeping that sales funnel full, consistent, and having my time as a real estate broker. I know that sometimes the tap can run dry, especially for smaller entrepreneurs.
Indeed.
How important is it to remain consistent in your prospecting and your lead generation?
Absolutely critical. I don't know how to say it with any more emphasis than that, but I wish I could. Yes, absolutely critical. And I find especially with service providers, that's a specific issue because they'll get really busy. They'll be doing the work and all of a sudden they'll come out the other side and not have any business. So it's absolutely critical to be doing sales all the time and doing marketing all the time, to your point about lead generation as well.
Yeah, one thing also as well, I think you're 3 or 4 time runner-up for RBC Female Entrepreneur of the Year. What do you attribute a lot of that like success to just to make it to that level?
I think focus on the people I want to serve. So when I started to do this kind of work, I did it because I saw so many women entrepreneurs suffering and struggling and not being able to bring the amazing gifts that they had to the world because they didn't know how to sell. Or they did know how to sell and they felt badly about it. So I made it my mission to not only teach entrepreneurs how to sell, but to also get them to a place where they can feel good about it. Because you can know everything there is to know about sales, and if you don't like it, you don't feel like you're doing something good, you're never going to do it.
It's true, even at me too. Sometimes I even had to go with that main obstacle of like, oh, I'm pressuring somebody.
Absolutely.
But I guess it's also important to know you're not pressuring somebody. You're using your expertise to help them make a decision.
Indeed. And if you're selling to the right person, that's actually the most kind thing that you can do, is to let them know that you have a solution to the problem that they have.
Okay, and I guess also as well is that I can hear the passion you talk about when helping young female entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So let's just say a young lady wants to start off and open up her own business. What do you think, like, once she has her idea down, what's the first thing you think that they should do?
The first thing that I think that they should do is get some sales and marketing training and help. So the thing about marketing is you can get other people to do it for you. The thing about selling, you have to do it yourself, at least at first. So get that sales training down so that you don't get bad experiences under your belt right away, because that's what causes us to feel really badly about sales, is when we have the bad experiences up front. If you know how to do it well, you know how to do it with authenticity and integrity, you'll have amazing experiences and be able to feel good about it from day one.
Now they say sales is kind of like, I remember Zig Ziglar quote that I love, and he's one of my favorites. And one of the things that he had said is that sales is kind of like a pencil. If you don't keep it sharp, it can go dull. So how important is it to kind of keep that education alive on it? Because it just seems like sales, from when I started in real estate in 2011 compared to 2015, like there were a lot of changes just on that time alone.
Indeed, yeah.
So like, how important is it to keep up to date?
Really important. And I think that's the thing, is a lot of people who have been in sales for more than 10 years particularly are using outdated tactics, and people have evolved and they're expecting a higher level of integrity and a higher level of authenticity from salespeople. And if you're pretending, people know. And so there needs to be that integrity and that authenticity, or else people can kind of smell it on you.
Fair enough. And I guess my final question, of course, unless you wanted to add anything, is that in this day and age of social media, Google and all that too, how important is it to the number one rule of sales, do what you say you're going to do? Because if it was hard to ruin someone's reputation, say in the 80s, it's probably very easy now to
Indeed.
Really have a bad word spread, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, word can travel in an instant now, but it's no different than it ever has been. It's just faster. It has always been that way. If you do not serve the right people and serve them well, you will have a bad reputation, and that will put you out of business within 3 to 5 years. It is almost always the case. Now, maybe that's faster though. I should maybe update that stat because of social media.
Sure. I probably could talk to you for hours, but are there any other things you'd like to add that I may have forgotten?
No, I think I really liked your point about consistency, about keeping up with things. I have this concept that I call sales hygiene, about doing your sales process the same way each time and not forgetting steps or not forgetting to call someone for a week, right? Know what you're going to do next, make sure you have it scheduled, and do it next, because that's where most of the sales are lost, is because we don't have great sales hygiene.